Let's get back to brown signs. We're talking about brown signs. These are the tourist signs you see on the side of the road that direct you to different places of interest. Boston's got 5. We know in the past there are plans, still haven't come to fruition, but they're still talking about it, possibly getting some on the A1 for Lincoln. Let's speak to somebody who loves brown signs. This is Amanda Hone. She loves them so much, she set up a website, didn't you, Amanda?
Yes, I did, yeah. It's followthebrownsigns.com. And, well, I started doing it just for fun, really, and travelling around and following brown signs, and then I set up a website to inspire other people to start doing it too.
People will be wondering, why on earth?
Well, I suppose it started out for me as a kind of quirky pastime, really. At university, I was a bit bored and started following brown signs. But then, I don't know, I suppose I just came across and happened upon so many people and places that were just really interesting, and I was just discovering a huge kind of cross-section of the country, and I thought it's a really underestimated tourist network.
And you do this, don't you? You see a brown sign for the first time and go and investigate and put it on your website.
Yeah, I'm late for every appointment I ever make. I genuinely do it. I just get intrigued and curious about them and think, oh, what lies beyond there? And so then I go and discover them. And they are always really interesting, even if you think, oh, that might be a bit boring. It never is. There's always something that, you know, grabs you and grabs your attention.
So you've been on some right adventures then?
Yeah, lots and lots of different adventures. I've ended up in the most bizarre places, beautiful places, interesting. It's absolutely fascinating.
Now, how do these get divvied out? Because we were talking about these ones in Boston, they've come as part of a marketplace regeneration scheme. That's how they got the money for them.
Yeah, it's
but
good.
A lot of people want them. There are people today saying, I want one. Is there a strict set of rules, or do you just pay for them, or what?
Yeah, no, there are. You have to fit the criteria for them. So you have to either be a tourist attraction or a tourist facility, which means that kind of pubs can get brown signs, even though, you know, they're not technically a tourist attraction, but they provide food or shelter for the tourist.
Ah, that explains, because I was driving through a bit of Lincolnshire. I believe I saw bed and breakfast brown sign, hotel, restaurant, and I thought, well, that's all a bit commercial. They must have paid for that.
Well, it provides what it technically means is that the tourist can travel around the country seeing things and being able to eat and sleep as well. So I did a big trip all around Britain, like travelling around and following brown tourist signs, and that, so it meant that I kind of only ate in brown sign destinations and only slept in brown sign destinations, and and obviously visited lots of brown signs as well. But you have to prove you have some sort of, you know, attraction for the tourist, and they are quite expensive. It's good that they've been funded by, you know, this kind of European Regeneration Fund, because that's what's needed.
Your life is bonkers,
I imagine. It is bonkers and brilliant.
And now, all the thing that's come up when we've been looking into this, there's more than 90 symbols, and some of them you couldn't make out what they were meant to be either.
Oh, really?
Well, we were looking at them and we thought, what the heck's that meant to be? I mean, the one that's caught our notice is the one on the Boston signs. We've got Boston Stone, which has got a big tower.
Yeah.
But the sign for a church, it looks like it's got a spire. It looks nothing like our stump.
No, I know. Well, on my website, there's one page and it's called Brown Signs, and it's just like what they are and why they're important. And then I've listed all of the 93 technically.
93?
Yeah, 93 official categories. So that's everything from kind of cathedrals and churches to lighthouses, museums, outdoor pursuit centres. And so when they're kind of fit into a generic category, they will just have a generic picture of a church. So that's why. But you can get unique ones. So those are all the, you know, the official ones. So for M, kind of in a museum type symbol. But then you can get unique ones. So Jodrell Bank, the observatory, have got their big radio you know, telescope as their little symbol on the brown sign. There's lots of unique ones.
So, basically, do these work? Do they really attract tourists, do you think?
Yeah, I think they do. I mean, I think people know that they've, you know, been... I mean, you have to be approved by, you know, Visit Britain to have one of these, you know, or if you're a bed and breakfast, for example, you have to be officially approved. So there is quality control going on. And also, I do think, you know, this is also what my website is trying to do. There's, you know, there's lots of people like me. I thought I was the only one, but lots of people contact me and say, we do this. Yeah.
Wow.
And they say, oh, we do this. We saw this kind of brown sign for a museum or a heritage railway. We didn't even know it was there. We went and we had the best day.
You're going to have to check the Boston one out now, then.
Yeah,
that's,
I will.
Put that onto your list, right?
Well, I was really interested because I was reading all about the stump, which is actually the highest, one of the highest church towers in England.
Yeah,
so
on the picture, it looks like it's got a spire. Anyway, Amanda, we've got to leave it, but come to Boston, follow the brown sign.
I'll do it.
Amanda Hone from followthebrownsigns.com. Who would have thought it? Let's get the weather with Lisa.